Zayin Ma'av Cheshvan, Tuesday the 16th of October, Rabbi Emanuel Dinan, Hafroshas Trumas Umasras, Practical Application. Mazel tov to Rabbi Dinan, who's making a twin bar mitzvah for this Shabbos.
It is a privilege for me to have yet again the opportunity to share with you a few words. I do hope you'll find it of relevance, and hopefully it will add clarity like it did to me. What triggered off this shiur is a couple of months ago, maybe a bit more, we accidentally bought Israeli fruit, and I didn't know what to do. We were on holiday, and I kind of felt embarrassed. I looked the part, but I wasn't exactly clear. I knew there's a nusach that you say, but what's going on just to say the nusach? I didn't know what to do, basically. And I wanted to just share with you basically how it works, how we mafresh trumas and maisus, just the very, very basics. What I was going to do, but I think we're going to change the order, is I was going to go through the psukim, through the basics, go through the psukim of the different requirements of hafroshas, trumas, and maisus, and then go to the lemaise. However, I'm going to go quickly through the first part, and then hopefully, if we have time, we can go back to the psukim, and there are some actually fascinating insights within the psukim themselves. But we're going to try and get to the practical halachas and the practical way of being mafrish trumas and maestros. This is in Eretz Yisrael, and here, if you bought tvoa produce, fruits, vegetables, or even bread, which coming from Eretz Yisrael, or the likes, which have not had trumas and maestros, you are also required to be mafrish trumas and maestros from Israeli produce, even though it's not in Eretz Yisrael. There is a minority of opinion, actually, that tavua is actually, it's only once it's gone to Chutz Laaretz, it's not chayav in trumas and maestros. This opinion is not accepted, but sometimes they use it as a sniff to be making. The other relevance to today is two. For this week's parasha, Vayiten loy ma'aseh mikol, Avram gave a tenth to Malkitzedek. So there's a concept of ma'aseh in this week's parasha. And anybody doing the daf in today's daf is Menachas Samech Zayin, and there's a drasha of Degoncha. Reish is Degoncha, Tireshcha v'Yitzarecha, Reish is Geiz Tzoncha Titoinoi, which is the pasuk of Truma. Dogon, from there we learn that if a goy has produce, and if a goy, Degoncha v'loi Dogon Akum, if a goy is Memareach, that means if a goy, the chiyuv of truma comes from the miruach, which once it's piled up the produce and smooth. If the goy does that, then it is exempt from trumas and maestros. So that's where we learn from this word dagoncha, and you'll see it appears in today's daf. So that's davar be'itzo matzoi. Let us commence from the beginning, and then. Which always we need to start right from the Torah, and just go through the makayros of the different hafroshes, the different requirements of being mafrish trumas and maestros. So as we know, the Jewish calendar is a cycle of 7 years, 6 years and Shemitah, 6 years and Shemitah, and then at the end of every seventh cycle, it's the Yovel. So there's no trumas and maestros, no chiyuvim to bring on Shemitah, but on all the other years there are chiyuvim. So from year 1 to 6 we have truma gedola. Truma gedola goes Rabbi Yisai to the kohen, so kohen, and is eaten by Medina. It doesn't have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's eaten, it's eaten by a kohen, and the kohen has to be tor, and the truma has to be tor. And it's also for Zorim. The Kohen is not allowed to invite his non-Kohen friend, a Levi or Israel, and say, come and partake with the Truma, because the Truma is also the Zorim. The Shir Min HaTorah is a Kol Shul. Chita Achas Poter Sakri. Even if a person's got an enormous amount of produce, he takes just one wheat, just one stalk of wheat, he exempts everything. It's one of the things which Ein Laim Shir, and the Kasha is, why is Truma not listed on the Mishnah in beginning of Peah, which we say every day, Eilu Dvayim She'ein Lahem Shi'ur? Because those things are things which don't have a Shi'im in HaTorah, but they do have a Shi'im in Javonon, like Bikurim and Ra'ayim. Yeah, there are. So why is Truma not mentioned there as well in the list? Because Min HaTorah doesn't have a Shi'ur, but Min Javonon doesn't have a Shi'ur. As you know, the three Shi'urim is a 40th, a 50th, and a 60th. Depends if a person is generous, mediocre or miserly.
Sorry?
Min HaTorah. But Shi'ur Min Rabbanan is a 40th, 50th, sorry? Correct. Yeah, but it should still be mentioned in the Mishnah because the Mishnah's list is a list of things which Min HaTorah don't have a Shi'ur, but Min Rabbanan do have a Shi'ur, such as Bikurim. And, right? So really, Truma should be in that list. Where is the Tzivui of Truma? So that's the Pasuk in Parashas Shoftim. Reish is the Goncha, Tiroishcha, V'yitzorecha. Reish is the Goncha. The first of the Goncha means your produce from the five grains. Tiroishcha, which is your wine, V'yitzorecha, and your oils. V'reish is Geiz, Tzoncha, Titenloi. That's the Pasuk in Dvarim Yudches. Now, what does it mean, Reishis? What does it mean, Reishis? What Truma, you have your produce and you separate. So what does the word racious mean? So here, in this concept, because in the second half of the pasuk, it means racious geiz tzoncha, when you're about to shear your wool, it's the first one, the first bit which you shear, that's the bit which you give to the kohen, right? But what does racious within the context of Truma mean? What does it mean? I've got produce and I separate Truma. There's no first and second. So there's two explanations. Racious mishloshen, racish shemonim yimshochu means the best. La creme de la creme. As the Pasuk says, we're going to see. Es chel b'noim yimen, you've got to take from the best. Right? For instance, if a person's got wine, and he's got grapes, he has to take from the wine, because the wine is superior to the grapes, because it's the finished product, and also you've got to take from the best part, from the higher quality. So that's one explanation of reishis. And the other one is, Chazal learn, what about if a person is very, extremely generous, and he says, my whole, all the produce here in my barn should be truma. Is it truma, Rabbi Isai? Reishis, shiyu, shiyorea, nikorim. Reishis, if you say first, there must be a second. You can't have a first without a second. So reishis, Chazal learn from that word, reishis, that if you make your whole tvua truma, it's not chal. Because that's not the first. You've got to take first to show that there's something left over, right? Which comes second. That means reishis, first you take one and you give it to the kohen, and then you can continue. If you didn't, if you made the whole thing, there's no shi'arei anikarim. That's what we learned from reishis. The goncha, tiroishcha v'itzorecha. So according to most rishonim, what's chayv in chumas and maisis min ha-teira? The five grains, which is chita se'ora, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats. And tiroishcha is wine, v'yitzorecha, and oil. Right? That's according to most Rishonim. That means the only fruits which are chayev are grapes and olives. And the reason of the chashivos of these fruits is because they are turned into wine and into oil. There is a Ramban, most Rishonim hold that grapes and olives are chayev in Trumas and Maisis min HaTorah, even as grapes, even though the Torah describes them as oil, as wine and oil, nevertheless it's that species. However, there is a Ramban al HaTorah who suggests, no, it could be min HaTorah, only wine and oil is chayev, but not grapes and olives before they've turned into, before they've been made into wine and oil. Right. That's the first pasuk. Then the next chiyuv, which happens every year from year 1 to 6, is Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon Rabbosai goes to the Levi. Right, Ma'aser Rishon goes to the Levi. Now, is it allowed to be consumed by non-Levim? Can a Levi invite his friend, who's a non-Levi, and say, hey, come on, come for lunch and give him some of his Ma'aser? Yes. Ma'aser Rishon has got no restriction. It's just a monetary payment. Yeah, it's just something which you have to give to the Levi. Once it's the Levi's, you can do whatever he wants with it. That's a Ma'aser Rishon. Does it need to be Nechal Betara? Do you have to be Tar? No, it's completely Chulin. Ma'aser Rishon is completely Chulin. You can eat it even if the Ma'aser Rishon is Tomei. And even if the person who's eating is Tomei. However, Rabbi Isai, you should not make the Ma'aser Rishon Tomei before you've done something. And what's that? Thank you. Before you've, because from the Ma'aser, the Torah says, the Levi has to be Mafrish Ma'aser min Ma'aser, tenth from the tenth, and give that to the Kohen. That Trumas Ma'aser is exactly the same as Truma. It's also Lizorim. It's Chiv Misa for a Zora to eat Trumas Ma'aser. It's exactly the same. It's Necheles Betara Saguf. The Kohen eating has to be Ator, and the fruit itself, the Trumas Ma'aser, has to be Trumas. So therefore, if you're Metame, the Ma'aser Rishon, then Mitzad the Ma'aser Rishon is not a problem. But when you're going to be Mafresh Trumas Ma'aser, you're going to be giving the Kohen Ma'aser, Trumas Ma'aser, which is Tomei, which he's not going to be able to eat. Right? The only thing you can do with Tomei Truma is burn it, use it for fuel. The Kohen is allowed to use it for fuel.
Sorry? Can you give it to somebody else? Can the lady give the Ma'aser Rishon to somebody else? If he hasn't yet taken his Trumas Ma'aser.
Yeah. Right, so that's so we've done, we've dealt with actually Trumas Gdolah, Ma'aser Rishon, and Trumas Ma'aser. Then, on years 1, 2, 4, and 5, at 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah year, there's a Chiyuv Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is after I've taken Truma Gdola, Ma'aser Rishon, then I'm Mafrish Ma'aser Sheni. What do I do with Ma'aser Sheni, Rabbi Yisai? I take it up to Yerushalayim and I eat it, and I can give it to any of my friends to eat, as long as it's Tohu. The fruit must be Tohu, the produce must be Tohu, and I must be Tohu. Right? And Ma'aser Sheni must be eaten Betara in Yerushalayim. Now, if I'm not going up to Yerushalayim for a while, what do? I'm poide the Ma'aser Sheni. Ki yirchak bimcha mokim, if you're not going up to Yerushalayim and it's too distant, by the time you're going up to Yerushalayim, the fruits will go off, it will be ruined. So the Torah says, I give you the option of redeeming it. That means transferring the kedusha of the Ma'aser Sheni from the peiros onto money, onto coins. So you take a coin, and if you're the bailim, if you are the owner, then you've got to transfer it onto its worth plus a chaimish, plus a fifth. Which always, whenever the Torah speaks about a fifth, it's a fifth milevar, a fifth of the resultant sum. In other words, a quarter of what you have. Let's say it's worth £100. It's 125, right? You have to pay £125 to be paid there your £100 of fruit, right? Which is 125 is a fifth of 25 is a result is a fifth of the resultant sum, which is 125. that's only if you're the owner. But if you're not the owner, there's no requirement to add a fifth. You just put it on its value. That's Ma'aser Sheni. On years 3 and 6, instead of Ma'aser Sheni, Rabbi Isai, is Ma'aser Oni. On years 3 and 6 is Ma'aser Oni. This year is the fourth year, right? So we are in Ma'aser Sheni year, right? not bad. But on year 3 and 6, the Torah says instead of of Maisa Sheni, you give Maisa Oni. What do you do with Maisa Oni? You give it to the Oni. Does it have any limitations? Does a Kohen have to, can an Oni eat it betuma? It's completely chulin. It's normal tzedakah. That's all it is. It's normal tzedakah. The Oni can eat it betuma. He's got no issue of being mafsid it. But yeah, like there is with a truma, that you're not allowed to cause it to spoil or to throw it away. No limitations. It's just money which you owe. It's something which you owe the Oni. Right. And then, of course, like all tzedakah, once it belongs to the Oni, you can do whatever you like with it. You can invite Mr. Rothschild for lunch, and he can give a billionaire to you because it's his property. Right, that's my Oni. Okay, those are the basic chiyuvi. So now, we have, now this one, don't tell anyone please, this is a pomelo, but it's Chinese, unfortunately. It would have been, this is a pomelo. This is Chinese, but let's pretend it's Israeli. Okay? I don't think you need such, just pretend it's Israeli. And we're going to, I've just bought this, and I realize it's Israeli produce. What do I do now? Right, I've got, it's Tevel. Sorry?
Give the receipt.
Yeah, but they won't take it. They'll accuse me of being anti-Israel. I don't know if that applies today, if anybody... accuses anybody of being anti-Israel. Right, okay. So, I bought this now, and I need to be mafrish truma to maisus. So, if I was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and the time with everything would is kedas v'kedin, and I was tohar, which is a question, can I be tohar in chutzrait? You know, the chazal who goes there tumah on chutzrait. Then I would take at least a 50th of this pomelo, and set it aside, give it to the Kohen. That's Truma Gedolah. Then, after that, I'd take a tenth of the remainder and give that to the Levi. Then, this year, I would take a tenth of the remainder of that and set it aside for my Maaseh Sheni. And next time I go to Yerushalayim, I take it up. And if not, I'm putting it on coins. However, today we don't do that, as you know. And the main reason why we don't do that is because this is Tomei. Yeah, it's Tomei because we're all presumed to be Tomei, and it's Tomei for another reason, as mentioned. It's in Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz is Tumah Midrabanan, Tumah Chutz Laretz. Yeah? So what do we do? What am I to do now? So, I'm going to go, I think the easiest thing is just to go through the Nusach HaFrosha, the nusach of that portion, which is on the second page, yeah, and just demonstrate what happens. So, I separate a part which I know is for sure at least 100th, which we're going to explain. Right? So here I am. So this is definitely no less than 100 of the whole pomelo. Right? This is what I'm going to separate. I haven't said anything yet. I haven't done anything yet. Right, I've just separated it. I'm just putting it in the bag. And I say the following. And I put it next to it. And I say the following. Hayoisem echad memea sheyeshkan hare utruma gedoyla b'tzad tzvoina. Now, I'm on the second page, just after the dotted line. Right? I'm going to go through the Hebrew, but it's translated into the English. Right? Right, so what I've got in this section, which I've set aside, I am saying that I have got more than 100th there, right? Yeah, that slice is probably about a 30th, yeah, right? So I say, the excess, that means the bit over the 100th, any of this, which is over the 100th mark, because the 100th I'm going to make it into Trumas Maise, right? But the over the 100th mark, I am making it a truma gedoyla, and saying in its northern section. Why do you have to say northern section, the southern section? Because as we say, you can't say, let there be truma somewhere there. Why not, Rabbi Isa, we mentioned it before, because you need shiorei nikarim. You need to be able to point your finger and say, this is truma and this not. Now, I don't know which direction exactly is Truma, is the north. Doesn't matter that I don't know now. If I wanted to know, I would know. I would take out my compass and know exactly where north is. So therefore, that's called Shiur HaNekarim. Therefore, I have made this section. So let's say it's a 30th. Naniach, this is a 30th of that. So I've got here way more than 100. So I've got here a section. So if that's Mizrach, north will be north will be that way, right? So if my section is like, so that means the northern part, up to the excess of the 100, the northern part, all that will be Truma Gedoila, okay? So I've got that section becoming Truma Gedoila. So I've done my Froshas Truma Gedoila. I've done stage one. Now, stage two. Oysa Echad Mimea Sheyeshkan. Now, how much left have I got in this section, as a percentage of the rest, yeah, is not Truma. I've made the excess over a hundredth Truma. So how much in this section is left? A hundredth, right? A hundredth of the rest. So I say, that hundredth, which is left, and another nine equivalent parts, that means in here, right? Another nine equivalent parts, again, I need to designate a place. So I say I put the fruit like that, and on the northern part, the hundredth of there with nine equivalents. So altogether I've got now a tenth of the whole thing, right? Because 1/100 plus another nine parts is 10/100, which is one tenth. So I say that, b'tzad sofin shel haperes, and that I am designating as my serishin, right? So that I do every single year, right? So in my section, what have I got here, Rabbi Isai? Just to clarify, I've got here Truma Gedoila and my Serishin. And here, in these two sections, what have I got? I've got my Serishin plus, well, it's called Tevel, because it's still, the rest of it hasn't had all its Trumas and Mises yet being Mufresh. So, I've done my Truma Gedoila and I've taken my Serishin. Now, what do I need to do to my Maiser Rish? I still need to take Chumas Maiser, and I still need to take Maiser Sheni. So, we're up to Gimel now. Oysa Echad Mimea She'asisiv Maiser, that means the hundredth here in this section, which I made it Maiser Rishon, I want it now Maiser Rishon Osui Chumas Maiser. I want it to become Chumas Maiser. So what have I got now in here? Helen? I've got Truma. Voice, come on. Not rocket science, this. Yeah? Truma Gedoila and Truma Smeiser. And? No! I've just turned my Meiserishin into. Right, we're up to Gimel, right? Truma Smeiser. So what? So this is all Truma. Right? It's Truma Gedoila plus Truma Smeiser. Right? Now, as you know, we can't eat Truma. So I put it away. I'm going to be dispensing of it in the covered liquor manner. I'm going to put it in the bag and I'm going to put it in the bin. Why can I not give it to a Kohen? Why can a Kohen not eat it? Because it is Tomei and the Kohen is Tomei. So there's no point in giving it to a Kohen. So what about. So let's just finish, sorry, because it's just very short. So I've taken Truma Gedoila, Truma Smeiser, my Serishin and Shumas Maiseh. I still need Maiseh Sheni. Right. So that's Dalet. Umaiseh Sheni Betzad Doroim Shelapeiros. On the southern side, yeah, a tenth of that which is left over should be Maiseh Sheni. Yeah. Ve'im Tzorich Maiseh Oni. Some people say that, for instance, if it was last year, but people just say every year because we don't always keep cheshbon of which year we're holding. So you say, and if this year is a year of Maiser Oni, then I'm not being mafrish the southern part as Maiser Sheni, but as Maiser Oni. Yeah, Maiser Oni betzad Doron shel haperes. Okay? So far so good? So now, left in here is, what have I got in here? I've got now no more teva, right? I've got Maaser Rishon, I've got Maaser Rishon, and I've got Maaser Sheni in here, and the rest of it is chulin because it's had its trumas and maaser shaken. Now, but I cannot eat this, can I? Because it's got Maaser Sheni here, right? Ah, so that's when we need to do a pidyon, and this is when you use the Keren Maasers, the Anglia, yeah. A Maaser Sheni, Nehem Chula. Now, the advantage of using a Keren Maasers is that since you are not being paid, you're using somebody else's coin, somebody else who gives you permission to use, to be paid onto his money. So therefore, even though it's not your produce, you are getting somebody else to be paid your fruit, your Maaser Sheni, and therefore, what you've gained from that is that you don't have to be Moisif a Chaimish. Because it's not who's you being paid there. If you would have these coins, which some people do have in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, it gets a bit more complicated because they need to be Moisif Chaimish. Now, we are going to take, let's say here, I bought this pomelo for £2, so a tenth of it is worth, a tenth of £2 is worth 20p. So let's say the 20, it's got 20p worth of Maaser Sheni inside, and I'm going to be paid it on how much of the Keren Maasers? On a pruta. Do you know a pruta is worth about 1.5p max? Yeah? How can I be paid it on so little? The answer is, so, because we've said before, there's no hefsed of coin. The coin is anyway not, sorry, we're not talking about the coin here, but I can't eat it anyway in Yerushalayim, because I'm Tommy, the fruit is Tommy. So therefore I'm not being mafsid Maaser Sheni, because it's anyway not going to be eaten. So when it's anyway not going to be eaten, so Chazal said, you can be paid it even in a pruta. That means, even in the time when it's tohu, when it's tohu, and everything is kadasa din, if b'di'eved you were paid it on a pruta, it's chal. Even though it might be worth £100, if you were paid it on a pruta, it's chal, and the thing becomes chulin, and money transferred to pruta. Today, Chazal said, since you're not being mafsid anything anyway, what are you going to do with that Maaser Sheni? You're going to throw it away anyway. So therefore, you can lechatchila go and put it, be paid it on a pruta. Right. So therefore, I've now, that pruta, which lies in Gateshead, and he's given me, that pruta has got that pound coin. There's pound coins there in a box, which he keeps. It's got an extra, by me doing this, it's got an extra pruta worth, yeah, or it might be even less than a pruta worth, right? Let's say it's a small tangerine, so it's not even, the Maaser Sheni might be worth even less than 2p, 1.5p, it doesn't matter, you put it onto that coin. So therefore, now what have I got left here? I've got chulin, but I've got Maaser Rishon. How can I go and eat Maaser Rishon? Now this is a question which is a very, very difficult question. We've sorted out Truma Gedola. We've sorted out Trumas Maaser, yeah? And you're not giving it to a coin, because the coin is not going to want it anyway. What's he going to do with it? He can't even use it for fuel. He's not going to use a pomelo for fuel, right? So, but, Rabbi Isai, why are you not giving your Maaser Sheni to the Levi? That's a big question. Thank you. Your Maaser Rishon, why are you not giving it to the Levi? That's quite, and it doesn't matter that it's Tommy. Yeah? And who gave... So some say because each Levi is not Muchzik. You don't know for sure he's a Levi. That's a very big problem. Yeah? Because you know it belongs to the Shevet Levi. So at least, even if each individual comes to you and says, excuse me, I'm a Levi, says, prove you're a Levi. Even if he can't prove it, okay, but you know for sure it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Levi. That's an enormous question. Why we do not give Maaser Rishon to the Levi? But the Maaser, we eat it, because the only Shaila is not Isur, Gneima. What about Maaser Oni? That's an even bigger problem. Why next year is going to be year four? We're going to, this year is year four. Last year was Maaser Oni. Why do we not give Maaser Oni to the Oni? No, you can't say because he's got to prove that he's an Oni. You can't say that. An Oni, the fact that he's an Oni, that itself is a proof. That's a big question which time does not allow us to deal with. But what we've done here, is we've explained We've explained basically how the Afroshas Trumas and Maestras works. I wish there was more time because there's so much more to show you, but I hope you got the basic gist of how to do Afroshas Trumas and Maestras. Yeah. I wish